Mr. Chairman, you want to go ahead and call the meeting to order then, and we'll get started from there?
I will call this meeting to order, Tuesday, August 20th, 2019. And we'll have roll call.
Steve Williams?
Here.
James Burke?
Here.
Chad Nelson?
Here.
Jason Stevens?
Here.
Deanna Holliday?
Here.
Can't hear you.
Bill Dingus?
I'm here.
Ralph Klein?
Here.
Sabrina Keith?
Here.
Robert Paisley?
Sort of.
Paul Davis?
I'm here.
Ron Simpson?
I'm here.
Bill Biggs?
Here.
Bird White? Chris Kinsey?
Here.
Thomas Witt?
Anyone that we didn't call?
Jim Insko.
Okay, Jim, we got you. Okay, anyone else?
Howard Anderson. Ron Fields from Flatwoods.
Is that Mayor Fields up? Is that you?
Yes, sir.
Okay, thank you, sir. And then I thought I heard someone else.
Howard Anderson.
Oh, okay. Hi, Mr. Anderson.
Hello.
Okay. All right, Mr. Chairman, we have a quorum.
Okay, I'm on my way to Charleston, and you're in the office. I'm going to turn it back to you to tell us what we're doing, explain it to us, and then we'll have a vote.
Okay, thank you, sir. Well, we need to approve the minutes from the previous meeting, which was 2019, and that was emailed out to you last week.
So moved, Bill Dingus.
Second, Commissioner Holliday.
Moved and seconded. All in favor say aye.
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 Opposed? Motion carries. All right, number four on the agenda, the sub-allocated funds application for Haugra Boulevard. So that's what the purpose of this meeting, and thank you again to everyone for joining. This would be the only other action item or agenda item we have. So I'll hit the highlights quickly, and then Mayor Williams, if you want to correct me or add anything, then please feel free.
Okay.
Who are not aware, DOH had funded a corridor management plan to look at Haugra Boulevard. That's the main thoroughfare into Huntington. Looking at it from the interstate all the way through into town, past the hospital, past the Fairfield neighborhood, all the way down to Marshall's campus to 3rd Avenue. So literally the whole road, interstate to 3rd Avenue. That study's been ongoing for about the last 16 months or so, and now we're wrapping it up. I think we've got a really good plan that everyone was able to get on board with and seems to really be excited about. So then we wanted to keep the momentum going forward. So now we've got some cost estimates and preliminary design, which I also had sent out to you all as a PDF link. So we wanted to move forward with that, and the way to move forward with that was to utilize Kiova's sub-allocated funds for 80% of cost, with a non-federal match of 20% coming from the local community. In your meeting packet, I had just a short sell sheet that laid out those costs. So the current cost that we're looking at is a total cost of $7.5 million. $6 million of that would be the city is requesting to come from Kiova with a $1.5 million match. And that match would be coming from the city of Huntington, from Marshall University, and from Capital Hospital. So we've got a really good local buy-in to move this project forward. we do have, and one of the other attachments that I had included, we do have the funds available. I had sent out a financial table of all of our sub-allocated funds, and which was a big Excel sheet, but you can read that for your pleasure as for bedtime reading, but I had highlighted the important part there on that sheet, and that's the carryover budget that we have for fiscal year 2020. So currently for our sub-allocated funds, we have, for West Virginia, this is Ohio and Kentucky have separate pots of money. For West Virginia, $16,299,000 in change. So we do have, and the city's requesting $6 million, so we do have that available to cover. The cost the city's applying for, that would be for design, environmental, and construction. So we would just move forward all at once. As soon as the design and environmental is finished, we would just be able to move right into construction. We've had several meetings with DOH and Charleston on this. DOH has really been a good partner on this project, and they're wanting to move forward, I think, as quickly as the local community are. So the point of this call was to take advantage of the current situation we find ourselves in and keep this major project moving forward as quickly as possible. But most importantly, we've got a lot of developments on the Hal Greer area that timing is of the essence, most important of which is the new pharmacy school that's going in on Hal Greer Boulevard right there by Charleston Avenue. A large part or a part of this plan is the what's called a Davis crossing or a pedestrian crossing that's going to go in between the pharmacy school and Capital Huntington Hospital at the location of a previous fatality from a pedestrian. So in order to accommodate the increased pedestrian and bicycle traffic there, as the pharmacy school opens and you've got a couple hundred pharmacy and other graduate students all of a sudden being there in the area, it's been really important to keep this project moving forward as quickly as possible. Mayor Williams, you want to add anything to that? Not to put you on the spot.
No, I think the only thing to add is when we had met with the Department of Highways, it was not just Kiowa and the city. We also had Marshall University and we had Capital Huntington Hospital presence. And what was impressed upon the Department of Highways is that you had all the stakeholders present, is that Marshall was buying in and was willing to participate in the local match, as well as Capital Huntington Hospital, and naturally the city is prepared as well. In short, the timing is as such that we've been working on this for 5 years, but with the increased development that is occurring with the pharmacy school and then the housing that is also developing for the medical students that are traversing across Hal Greer Boulevard, we are concerned about pedestrian safety, and this helps address that issue. But it also puts us in a position to be able to handle the additional development that is scheduled to occur on Hal Greer. That's why we're acting on everything at once rather than doing it piecemeal, because the development that's occurring on Hal Greer Boulevard necessitates that we move forward rapidly. We appreciate any support that you can provide.
And I will mention one other brief thing that just came to my attention this morning. So, Mayor, you aren't even aware of this yet, I don't think. DOH is going to take the lead on hiring the consultant to do the design and environmental work. DOH has been a really great partner on this project, and that's going to make things go much smoother. And as a example of how quick it's moving and how great of a partner DOH has been, the actual advertisement for the notice of consulting services is now on DOA or the Department of Transportation site. So the RFP or RFQ, the notice of consulting is public. The advertisement is out there. That happened quicker than I would have even had thought. So it's been a really great project and a good collaboration so far. And And with that, I guess we will ask for a motion to approve the sub-allocated fund application from the City of Huntington.
So moved, Steve Williams.
Second, Bill Bissett.
Second. Okay, been moved and seconded. Any further discussion or any questions or comments or anything about this? I know it's a bit unusual that the track that we're taking here, but necessary.
All for the motion. Okay.
All approved.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Thank you all very much. Just to continue on with the agenda briefly now, any old business? New business, I just want to remind everyone that we still have our sub-allocated funds application open. The deadline for the rest of the applications is going to be Friday, September the 20th. The intent to apply is are due this Friday, August the 23rd. And that's for all three states. So if there are any other projects out there that you all are looking at, let us know. We still have funding available. We're excited to fund some other really, really quality, worthwhile projects here in the tri-state. Thanks very much. And with that, we are adjourned at the 16-minute mark. So thank you all again very much for jumping on here. Really appreciate it. Our next meeting is still scheduled for October the 4th here at the Cuyahoga offices at 12 o'clock noon. So you'll be hearing from us here in a month or so about that.
Hey,
thank you.
Hey, Chris, this is Patrick.
Thank you.
I just wanted to let you know I was on here. I missed the roll call. So.
Okay, appreciate it. We gave you a bunch of work at the beginning, so we'll be in touch. Thanks, Patrick.
Alrighty.
Okay. Bye, everyone.